Father, we give you the praise. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you for this day you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in the day. Father, visit somebody. Heal somebody, touch somebody. Let this be. A marching charge into the year. We look up to you and we say, be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Please take your seat. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. And I wish you a happy new year again in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. It's a blessing Sunday for the month. January and the first Sunday of the year. Subject this morning is blessed. Give the Lord the praise. Blessed unto dominion. Part 2. Blessed unto dominion. Genesis 1 and in verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. We have a threefold objective. First of all, we want to understand the ultimate of the blessing. Number 2, we want to understand examples of people that were blessed unto dominion. Understanding the ultimate of the blessing. Understudying examples of people blessed unto dominion. And thirdly, understanding the secrets of dominion. By way of introduction, we mentioned two things. I'll repeat them in this service. And then when we proceed into the blessing, we'll look at the second part. Now, that the most important deposit of God into man was the blessing. The highest and the best God could give to man at creation was not money. God did not give man something physical or tangible. He gave man something that couldn't be touched, but results can't be denied. It's called the blessing. The blessing. Number 2, that the ultimate of the blessing is dominion. When you follow the way of the blessing, you must end in the place of dominion. To understand it, the ultimate of medical education, medical school, is not to be a medical student, is to end as a doctor. The ultimate of being in faculty of law is to become a lawyer. The outcome, overall outcome of being blessed, is to take charge.
The overall outcome of being blessed is to end in dominion. It's not that you got a car or got a house, I'm blessed, so I got a car. No. If I got a car, got a house, and got all manner of things, and yet I am still under the control of the devil, I am still under the torment of elemental forces, that blessing is not confirmed yet. The ultimate, the overall outcome, the overall destination of the blessing is the place of dominion. Somebody here today, if out of this blessing service, your life will shift into dominion dimensions, you say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Look at two examples of people who were blessed unto dominion. Example number one for this service is Isaac. Genesis 25 and in verse 11. Isaac. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. God blessed his son Isaac. Isaac was a recipient of the blessing of God. Then in Genesis 26 and in verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. So the blessing of Isaac was undeniable. Now, what was the outcome of the overall outcome of the blessing? If you read from verse 13 and 14, the Bible said, and the man was great, went forward, grew until he became very great. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That was a part of the blessing. But look at the ultimate in verse 16. In verse 16, the Bible said, the Philistines said to him, Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. You are a person who has the authority of a nation. You are a person who has the command of a nation. You are a person, but by virtue of the blessing of God, you have the stature of a nation. I mean to say that God can bring you an individual and turn you to the stature of a nation. God can make you an institution bigger than institutions of the earth by virtue of his blessing. Somebody get ready. That is where you are going. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Lift your hands and say, I am blessed beyond the realm of survival. I am blessed beyond the realm of material things. I am blessed unto the realm of dominion. One day we were in the lobby at Heathrow Airport waiting for a flight. One man came to me and said, I am His Excellency Ambassador so and so. You are the ambassador of which country, please? I don't know what was written on my face that made him. You are the ambassador of which country, please? So I told him, the ambassador of the country from where I came. Ambassador from the highest country on the earth. The country of heaven. That's something about you makes you ambassadorial, makes you institutional. There is, you have not spoken, you have not acted, but there is an aura, there is a climate, there is an atmosphere you carry that is a dominion atmosphere, a dominating climate. I speak to somebody here today. You shall step there, say amen. You are stepping there, shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. That was Isaac. He was blessed unto dominion. Second example is Job. The Bible said concerning Job, in Job chapter 1 and in verse 10, when Satan was testifying about Job, he said, "Hast thou not made an hedge about him, about his house, about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." He is blessed. You blessed him. What was the outcome of this blessing on the life of Job? Job 29, verse 21 to 23, then 25. He said, "Unto me men gave ear. The blessing makes you command audience. Unto me men gave ear. The blessing makes you have what to say and people have to listen." He said, "And they waited and kept silence at my counsel after my words. They speak not again." A professor, veteran professor, I think he must be in his 80s now, also very notable in this country, said to me one day, he said, "You turned us into students again." I said, "Why?" He said, "Every time we sit in front of the television, we are writing." He said, "I'm a professor, but you have turned me into a student again. I'm writing afresh." "Unto me," that was a man whose wife was diagnosed with a cancer of the lungs. On their way to Israel for treatment, they passed through here. Fire was applied. It was roasted. Roasted forever. This should be 10, 15 years afterwards. And they are in health. So you turned us to students afresh. The blessing makes you an audience commander. "Unto me men gave ear." Please, let's read on. "And waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words, they speak not again." There's nothing to say. "And my speech dropped." Somebody say drop. It's like bomb. "It dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain. They opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. I chose out their way. I determined their placement. I positioned them. I sat chief. I dwelt as a king in the army. As one that comforted the mourners." One day we went to dedicate a building, a classroom block that we built. The governor of the state was there where the building was. He said, "Thank you for doing government's work for us. This is our work you are doing." I sat chief among them. And my blessing is beyond, I got 5,000 naira. It's beyond it. It's beyond, I just moved to a house. It makes you a generational territorial commander. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It makes you a force to reckon with. They may not like you, but they can't ignore you. Do you understand what I'm saying? They may not like you. People may not like you, but they can't ignore you. The kind of person they say, "Don't mind him." They can't say so to you. "Don't mind you. Don't mind you." They must mind you. Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Lift your hands and say, "I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed beyond survival. I am blessed beyond material things. I am blessed unto dominion." Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Now let us look at the blessing way to dominion. The blessing way to dominion, we saw some things in the previous service. I'm only going to look at the flip side of it. So, first of all, we said in the first service that the blessing brings, the blessing makes us fruitful, productive, resultful, and successful. Fruitful, be fruitful. So, that is on your way from the blessing to dominion. This is the pathway to follow. These are the stages to follow. Stage one, you are fruitful, makes the blessed fruitful, productive, resultful, and successful. Now, this is the flip side of it, the second part of it, for this service. That the blessing guarantees harvest from seed sown. The blessing guarantees that your seed results in fruit. The blessing guarantees that your labor ends with reward. That you cannot sow seed and not see harvest. That you cannot labor without reward. The blessing guarantees that your effort ends with effect. That there is effect from effort. There is reward from labor. There is harvest from seed. The blessing guarantees output from input. That every time there is an input, I mean, one of the characteristics of curses is labor without reward. The opposite is what the blessing does. Excessive reward from minimal labor. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So that is a guarantee of the blessing. If you labored last year and you never saw the reward, that is the last time. I am anointed to announce that your labor, by the virtue of the blessing, shall begin to produce reward. Your seed shall produce fruit. Your seed shall produce harvest. Your effort shall produce effect. Your input shall produce output. In the name of Jesus, one of the characters of the blessed people is they take a step and see the result of 100 steps. Their one step is as if they took 100 steps in result. Minimal labor, massive reward. The cost is massive labor, minimal reward. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That is the goodness of the blessing. The blessing makes you not to waste your life's time. You don't waste your life's energy. You don't waste your life's resources. Somebody is blessed. If you are that person, say amen. If you are that person, say a louder amen. If you are that person, shout the loud, say amen. We went to Baltimore in Maryland. And apart from going for a visit to the newborn baby, I also needed time for retreat across the crossover. So it was combined together. As soon as we are arriving, before we even arrived, they say our people began to say that Dunamis Home Cell in Maryland would like to have they can have a Sunday service. I said, really? And then the Rivers Church said I should also come in and preach to them on Sunday. All right. So two meetings were already scheduled. Now, the meeting that we're to have in the Maryland, no publicity, no advert, nothing. I said, what's going to happen? They say, oh, people will be there. Word of mouth. We came here, the place was jammed. Thoroughly mixed. White, blacks.
24 hours notice. That happened to us before in Prague, in Czech Republic. Under 12 hours, myself, my wife, and one other person, one or two other persons, we are the only people of African descent. All Caucasians, no room at the venue. Word of mouth. You are in this country, can we have a meeting? How can we have a meeting? No advert, no publicity, no handbill. It's no problem. Let the people know. Am I communicating at all? So I told them, if under 24 hours we can have such a meeting, you were there, then we are coming back to Maryland full force. Somebody say amen. I decree today, you are under that same mantle. You are under that same prophetic covering. I decree today, from this moment forward, your effort is going to produce massive results. Minimal effort producing massive effect. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Let us go on the journey. And so, the blessing right, we've done that. The blessing makes us fruitful, productive, and resourceful. Now, the second we saw in the second service was that the blessing makes us move to the next level, makes us to multiply. It fertilizes for increase. Now, this is very exciting. The flip side of this for this service is that the blessing causes the blessed to reproduce their results. That is, you got a result that is not an isolation result, isolated, to reproduce the results. You know, there are people who just get a result or get a breakthrough or get something and it's just once in a lifetime. No. You reproduce your result. It causes the blessed to repeat their success. Result that is reproducible. Success that is repeatable. It causes us to perpetuate our outcomes. Not just something that happens once and for all, but something that happens once and again. You saw the same result in Nigeria. Mr. Beth and his wife Anya from Holland, Amsterdam. They are members of our church there. You know him, the very tall man, and his wife. They come here during most conventions. Maybe if they show them, you see them in church. So they started to follow us. They will come from Amsterdam and come here for church. And then we went to America. They followed us for the conference in America. Then we went to London, England, and they followed us for the conference in London, England. And the woman told me, she said, I thought that these things only happen in Nigeria. I thought that we have to visit Nigeria to be able to catch this climate and see this experience. She saw in London, white people under power. What happened to you? Pure white woman. Say snake just left her. So snake can leap you people too. So there are also serpentine devils in Europe. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The climate charged with power. Fire everywhere. She says she only thought that you have to come to Nigeria to see this. So it is reproducible. It is repeatable. It is something that is perpetuatable. If that is a good English word. Am I communicating at all? That is what the blessing does for you. Ordinary people can get results by chance. But you get results by the blessing.
You create results not by chance, but by the force of the blessing, and it is reproducible. I announce to someone here today,
see, where people rise and crash is where they cannot get results that they can sustain.
Talk about sustainable results. Sustainable success. Sustainable impact. I announce to someone here today, the blessing of dominion that is coming upon you is going to give you the capacity to repeat your results, to reproduce your success, to perpetuate your impact. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen.
Look at somebody by yourself, say you are about to have good results.
Not once and for all, but once and again. Not once and for all, and not just once and again, but again and again and again and again and again.
In our schedule this year, we have a week-long crusade, 1 week in which the whole week is crusade. This year, very soon. Worry? Sunday, Monday. Is that right? Worry, Sunday, Monday. Uyo, Tuesday, Wednesday. Lagos, Thursday, Friday. And then reverse back home. All in crusades, in stadiums and everywhere. That is fire every night on the devil in different towns.
Hey! And now the same climate, the same result reproduced everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Will you stand up on your feet and help me tell 7 people? Tell them, get ready to reproduce results. 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 Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
This is very exciting for me. This is very exciting. That is, when the blessing is on you, you are not afraid for the future of your success. You are not afraid for the future of the success you saw. You are not afraid for the future of your breakthrough. You are not afraid for the future of your result. That a witch can bewitch you until your result disappears. They never burn them. That an occultic person can manipulate your destiny until you crash to zero. They never burn them. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Look at your neighbor and say, I am not afraid for the future of my result. What is working on me is the blessing.
Papa Yedeko said when they came up in the Lord and they were impacting their world, people said, don't worry, don't mind them, it will soon end.
That is how this kind of thing starts before you know it is over. They have been watching 10 years past, 20, 30, 40 years has passed. Our guy is getting stronger. At age 70, they are about to dedicate a new building. Who is talking of building close to 70? Do you understand what I'm saying? Say there is not blessing.
Yes, sir.
Say there is not blessing. How, sir? Except it is not a blessing. If it is luck, you can crash.
If it is personal, godless effort, that is, you are making good effort, but you don't know God, it's possible to disappear. But if God is involved and the blessing is on your life, they will wait until they die. Hey! They will wait for your crash until they die. They will wait for your fall until they die. Somebody shout, I am blessed! Look at your neighbor, say, if it is a blessing that is on you, don't be afraid for the future of your result. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. The wicked will never laugh at you. They will never see your end. You will be the one to see their end. They will never see your end. They won't see the end of your children. They won't see the end of your family. We shall see their end. The wicked shall not see our end. We shall see their end. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, we said the blessing causes us to replenish the earth, which means to rise in influence and impact on the earth. But this flip side in this second service is very important. He said, be fruitful, multiply. Replenish the earth means go beyond your boundary. So, this is how it is. The blessing causes the blessed to break barriers, cross boundaries, and exceed limits. When the blessing of the now, that is on your way to dominion, it causes the blessed to break barriers, cross boundaries, exceed limits. That is, our results and success cannot be localized or confined. No devil can localize or quarantine your life. Localize or quarantine your result. Hey! Break barriers means the barrier your father couldn't cross. The barrier the people of your clan couldn't cross. The barrier the people of your village couldn't cross. The barrier the people of your community couldn't cross. The people of your state could not cross. The people of your region could not cross. The people of your nation could not cross. The people of your color could not cross. Break barriers. Cross boundaries. That is how the blessing takes you into dominion. You fraternize with people you only heard of before. Break barriers. Cross boundaries. Exceed limits. This is where nobody from your side ever passed. You pass it. You pass the smiling self. Are you following what I'm saying here today? This is a realm, both in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the physical. This is a mantle, this is an anointing that nobody you know ever walked in. You stepped in there and you are just enjoying your life. Somebody say, I am blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed. Somebody shout, I am blessed. I was being introduced at the program yesterday, and the pastor said, he's a songwriter, he's a singer, he's a saxophonist, he's a teacher, he's a pastor, he's an apostle, he's a prophet. He was just mentioning evangelists doing crusades all over the world. He was mentioning things that were not lies, that were true and accurate, because boundaries were crossed. Bereketeciously. The devil couldn't quarantine us. Hey! I announce to you today, any cage the devil kept your life, your destiny, and kept your potentials, I declare that cage is broken. Whatever has not been a possibility before, for those you are related and connected and associated with, I announce today, for your life, it has become a possibility. In the whole of your family, your life shall be an exception. In the whole of your community, your life shall be an exception. Hey! Hey! Say after me, by the blessing of God. Say it louder, by the blessing of God. I am breaking barriers. I am crossing boundaries. I am exceeding limits by the blessing in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Check your seat. Is anybody receiving something at all? Are you receiving anything at all? You are sure you are receiving something? Then say a loud amen. Then say a loud amen. Fourthly, that blessing makes us to subdue our world. It causes us to compel the submission of the earth. That is, to cause the earth to surrender its strength. Now, the flip side of it is that the blessing causes the earth to do our biddings and comply with our instructions. The earth does your bidding. The earth complies with our instructions. He says, subdue it. The work of your hands will begin to listen to you. The work of your hands will begin to listen to you. The earth will begin to listen to you. The earth will no longer rebel against you. Hey! The earth will not rebel against your moves, against your steps, against your actions. You know, when God said to Adam, and he said, when thou tillest the ground, the earth will not yield its strength to you. He is saying that the earth is no longer under your authority. It's not obligated to respond to you. To Cain, he said, cursed are you from the earth. Meaning from now, not only will the earth not respond to your authority, it will begin to fight you. It will begin to resist you. That will never be your portion. Your vehicle will serve you. Do you know why I say that? Your vehicle will not lead to your death. Your vehicle will not cooperate with witches and wizards and occult powers and ancestral powers. Hey! The things that are meant to serve you will henceforth not fight you. Do you understand? He said there is an ancestral curse that says the person should die at a certain age and time. And that ancestral curse cooperated with your vehicle and connived together to ask the tire to be pulled while you are in motion. So that a vehicle you bought with your money that you own, that is to serve you, cooperating with curses to finish you, it shall not happen. I like you to get aggressive. You know, Revelation terminates affliction, terminates oppression. He says, through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 31. If you can get his voice, you can beat down the oppression. You can beat down the oppressor. You can beat down the afflicter. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Through the voice of the Lord. So, you are blessed. And 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 everything around you will cooperate with you to fulfill the agenda of God. They will do your bidding and do your commands and follow your instructions in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So when your car is wasting your time too much, say, hey, either you change your mind or I change you. I am not bound to you. You are to serve me, I'm not to serve you. 2 days on the road, 5 days to mechanic Menini. Meafaro. Ogini. Hallelujah. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Lift your hands and say, by the blessing of God, everything around me is cooperating with me. It's working in my favor. Nothing can work against me. Nothing can work against me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And finally, the blessing. It steps the blessed into dominion. That is the same point for all. But I am going to step the blessed into the blessing. And this is the meaning of the blessing. Three things I had said in the first service, but I'm saying a completely different. Number one, here, the blessing means, rather dominion, means existence in control and in command. In control, in command. You exist, you are in control, you are in command. You are in control, you are in command. You are in control, you are in command. Second, it means existence in full possession and occupation of place or space. When you are in dominion, so you saw the journey from the blessing, being fruitful all the way to this dominion now. By the time we arrive at the level of dominion, you are existing in command and in control. Number two, you are in full possession and occupation of either a space or a place. 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 You are in full occupation of space or place. Any realm you found yourself, you are in charge. You take charge. You full ground. You day. You do what? I day. We day. We are here. We are here. We day. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Finally, third thing is, dominion means existence in unquestionable power. Unquestionable by the devil. Unquestionable by his agents. Where the word of the king is, there is power. And who can say to him, what doest thou? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, I believe it's in verse 4. Unquestionable power. Unquestionable authority. Like we said in the year, having it how you want it. Somebody say amen. Having it how you want it. How are you going to have it? How are you going to have it this year? How are you going to have it this year? How will you have it this year? So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a 20-second shout of victory. Go. Woo! Hey, 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 hey. Hey! Hey! Managaya gada gada gaya da 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 hasada. Hey! Hey! Give him the loud shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What are the secrets of the blessing? The blessing that will lead us to dominion, number one, is the same script, the same things, but different scriptures. Number one is walking with God. Walking with God is talking about relationship with God. Taking instructions from God. Genesis 26, you look at the life of Isaac, verse 1 to verse 4. And there was famine in the land. There was a famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Go not down into Egypt. Stay in this land. That is a walk with God that makes you to take steps after the voice of God. That makes you to take steps after the steps of God. That makes you to make moves after the moves of God. When he said go not down to Egypt, means he was contemplating going to Egypt. It means going to Egypt was what was popular in those days. There is famine in the land. So, how many of you remember that, Andrew? I'm checking out, man. 1983 or something. I'm checking out. Andrew is checking out. He's checking out. He's checking out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it was popular. He was contemplating. And God read his mind. I know you want to go Japa.
I'm just seeing your mind. You want to Japa, Japa. Don't follow everybody to Japan. Don't follow everybody to Japan. Stay here. Here, I will bless you.
Now, it is not as if traveling out is wrong. There are people that God will ask to travel because he has an assignment for them there. He has something he wants them to do. That's let that be clear. But there are those that God will say, no, don't follow the crowd to move. Your destiny is here. I want to so bless you here that you can become the citizen of any country you want on earth. I'm sure you know that realm exists. Go to America and buy a house of $1 million. You don't need to beg for a residency. Your investment is big enough for them to beg you. Do you want green card or white card or yellow card? Do you understand what I'm saying? And then you can go anywhere and come at will, anytime. No embassy for visa. But you say, stay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your blessing is in your obedience. Genesis chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. He said, if you will hearken diligently, Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, if you will hearken, and he said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you. I pray for somebody here today. Sensitivity to the voice of God. Being able to know what God is saying per time. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive it. You won't move like others move. And next time, you will move according to divine leading. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. When we were in the university, fire was so much fire, that there were people who couldn't wait to finish university. They jumped out. I knew a medical student who jumped out in 50 years. 500 level. He was a distinction candidate. This is a guy who smashed anatomy, just jumped out. And I saw, and then it came like a wind around that time. This person stepped. And I was fire myself, I was fire in motion. Any day you catch me, my tongue was moving permanently. So the greatest fear, my lips. The greatest fear is that this one is to go to. This one may jump out now. I say, me? You don't know who you are talking to. I know. Me? No way. You mean for 5-6 years I wasted time to be here and to jump out without nothing? God didn't say it. I didn't hear it. It wasn't a temptation. My fire wasn't strange, it was controlled. It was not strange fire, it was controlled, coordinated fire. And it was fire indeed. If I didn't go through, there are things I won't be saying now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are commentaries I won't make now. Yes, sir. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And in a way, it could have aborted the blessing of the future. Because you cannot see the blessing of God outside the will of God. You can't. He leadeth me in green pastures. If he's not leading you, pastures will be dry. He leadeth me in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down. If you lie down by yourself, it will be troubled waters. Not still. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is very important that we walk with God. Please don't let anybody, no matter how close they are to you, influence destiny decisions of your life. As far as destiny is concerned, you are on your own with God. Don't let anybody manipulate your thought or your leading. Somebody say aloud, amen. Before, can I tell you a funny story? I've told you before. Somebody came to meet me to advertise to me who God showed him to be my wife. God showed who? Him. He showed him for me. He said, and he, when university at that time, he was in courtship with his fiance. And he was pitying me that I was not in courtship. So, I said, after he had prayed, this is the person God showed him. Now, that person was 100% spiritual. 100% clean. 100% everything. But was not the person for me. The moment he mentioned it, my spirit reacted and rebelled. It was like an oppression. Like a load. What is this? What statement is that?
I rejected, fenced it back. I said, okay, I've heard. Much later, when God showed me, you see, if I had followed that leading, because maybe we won't be here. Maybe things won't be the same. Not maybe, things won't be the same. But I didn't follow the leading. That guy himself, the relationship he was in, for which he wanted me to achieve my own, did not work. It didn't work. I said, brother, what happened? He said, the girl didn't agree. He kept on doing like this. I said, what happened? He said, the prayer he prayed for that girl, if he had prayed it for devil. Devil would have changed his mind. Let me spare you the rest. You don't want to hear the other ones. Can you imagine? If I prayed, the prayer I prayed for this girl to change her mind and let us continue relationship. If I had prayed that prayer for Satan. So you can imagine the leading that guy was so convinced of on the basis of which he was leading me. You will never miss it another time. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat, people. And then let's begin to round off. Number two is walking in uprightness. Walking in uprightness. That is very, very clear. Psalm 5 and in verse 12, the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield. The blessing of God is for the righteous. Genesis 14, verse 22-23. When the king of Sodom and Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet, and I will not take anything that is thine, in case or lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. I won't touch what is yours. If you can make a vow that what is not yours, you are not going to take delivery. Money that is not yours, transaction that is not yours, business that is not yours. That what God does not give you, you won't take. You won't have. You can make up that mind like that. You are on the path of the blessing. The challenge is that church people want to be as crooked as worldly people. The worldly people have their pathway. And their pathway leads them to where they are going on earth. They may appear flamboyant on earth, but their eternity is confirmed. You can't follow the way of the world to get the results of the kingdom. Kingdom results must follow kingdom routine. Kingdom products must follow kingdom principles. If it is God that must make you, then it is God that should lead you and guide you. You do what he says, not what the world is doing. People think that all riches are the same, all wealth and all, it's not, they are not the same. They are different pathways. You can follow the pathway of the kingdom or follow the pathway of the world. You don't mix the two. Am I communicating? So you must make up your mind to walk in uprightness, not in crookedness. Number three, walking in the light of the world. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth and they that keep the words of this prophecy. The revelation of the word. One light from the word. One light from scripture. Can change your life forever. The revelation of the word.
Kenneth Copeland saw Isaiah chapter 58. Was it verse 14? He said, I will cause him to ride in the high places of the air. And thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Ride. And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He saw that scripture literally as God telling him that he is to fly. That was a revelation that powered his belief that aircraft should be a normal realm. Aircraft, flying aircraft should be a normal realm. He's a pilot himself. And from the last account, he has given out over 30-something planes to people as gifts. Last time I visited him, he said, when I come next, he will fly with me and him, inside a plane. That plane is a 1957 plane. The first plane he flew. Yes. He showed me the plane. He showed us, right? You were there, you saw it. 1957 plane. Do you understand what I'm saying? He saw a scripture, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God will cause you to see light that will become real. Light that will become practical. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, show me light. Show me light. Light that is practical. Show me light in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. And without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8. And he amended that diary. Okay, let's start from verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. Verse 6. And he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. So, the blessing is preceded by promises. He blessed him who already had the promises. Promises are convertible to blessings if they are available. Do you understand what I'm saying? Revelation is convertible to possession if you have it, if you have them. What promises are you trusting for God to bless you on? Promise is raw material. Blessing is product. Promise is the premise of the blessing. God bless me. Why? What is your light that you are asking God to give you flight? He blessed him that had the promise. So if you are going to receive the blessing, you must start with the promise. You must ransack and see your promise. You must see your light. You must see your revelation. You must see what belongs to you. And then they become convertible into tangible blessings. Somebody say amen. Walking in the light of the word. Number four, is walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Did we read Acts chapter 20 verse 35? No. Acts chapter 20 verse 35, it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is blessing in giving. The higher blessing is in giving. 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 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth a cheerful giver. There is blessing in the covenant. You saw Malachi chapter 8, chapter 3, and in verse 10. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. A blessing, a blessing, a blessing. Somebody showed me such a blessing. How God brought a blessing into his life that involves the harvest of millions of dollars a month in a job that lasts for 20 years. You know, there are things that are too big for people's head to comprehend. You know, when they mention such things, they just wink their nose and shake their head and say, I'm looking for two-bedroom self-contained. You're talking of dollars, a thousand or million. Say, why are you offering cola nut to dog? If it is meat, better. Or bone. You are talking of such reality. Reality. You see, I will pour you out A. What is A? That one blessing can settle you. One. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A blessing that you will not have. Let's expand our mind. We are in the season where anything can happen. And I decree to somebody, for somebody, it shall happen to you. It shall happen for you. It shall happen to you. It shall happen for you in the name of Jesus Christ. All I can say is, don't let anybody cajole you. Don't let anybody coerce you. Let it be effortless. Kingdom practices of fighting, of givings, effortless. See where God will take you. Walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Number five is walking and living as a blessing. Walking and living as a blessing. I'll just read one verse for you, and that is the life of Solomon in Psalm 72, verse 7 to 15. Psalm 72, verse 7, all the way to verse 15. Psalm 72, in his days, shall the righteous flourish. An abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. This is Solomon, and he shall live. And to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. That is talking about Solomon. Solomon, who will take care of the poor, will never lack the blessing. I'd like you to make the poor a part of your budget, the less privileged a part of your life's budget, and see how God changes your story. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Walking in and living as a blessing. Number six is walking in soul winning service. Soul winning. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. Nothing shall cause your young nor be barren. The number of your days I will fulfill. Soul winning service. In John chapter 4, verse 34 to 36,
John 4, 34 to 36. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. There is reward in the reaping of the harvest. When you reap the harvest for God, you do not go without your rewards. There is reward in the reaping of the harvest. I want us to make up our minds in the year 2025 to become reapers of the harvest. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. There was a man who gave us his plane for crusades. When we went to Jalingo Crusade, he sent a plane. And our number was more than the capacity of that plane. He said, can the plane go drop the first set of people, return back and pick the other people and take? You know, like taxi, town service, kabu kabu. That was what was in his mind. But he had such an evangelistic passion. You know what he said? You mean we won't pay anything? We won't give you anything? He said, no. He said, tell God that one soul out of the souls that were won at the crusade, let God allocate one of it to his record in heaven. Him and his family. Just let him be on our record that we won one soul. That our effort led to at least one soul. It's more than one soul. He's up in his field. He's number one in the nation. That is in his business line. One of the businesses. Because he's in aviation. He's into another sector. And he's into also banking and finance. Are you following what I'm saying here today? When you have a heart for the lost, no devil can keep back from you what is yours. That heart for the lost will make God to ensure that what is yours is released for you. This year, Lord, you are going to ask before the year is over, can you give me 1,000 souls? Lord, I'm trusting you. The way you are asking for business in previous years, let me win a one day God told Ryan Bunker, he was looking for $1 million for crusade at a point and trusting God to have enough money for the crusades that they were holding. $1 million. And as he prayed before God, I'm looking for money for crusades. God said, I give you 2 choices. I can give you $1 million and I can give you 1 million souls. Choose one. He said, Lord, I prefer the 1 million souls. He forgot the money. This bunk he said with his mouth. I said, Lord, in that case, give me 1 million souls. And God said, the 1 million souls is done. And then also the $1 million is available. He started the journey. That was when he began to see mega crusades. He saw millions at once in Lagos and in other places after that prayer. And then the millions of dollars. I know of one person who in the lifetime of Bunke gave up to $60 million. 60. Yes. One person and ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying? The souls began to flow and the dollars began to flow. I want to challenge somebody this year. Lord, I am looking for this kind of job. I am looking for that kind of money to build this kind of house. Turn the prayer. Lord, I want my effort to be able to. You may not be bunky, so you may not ask for 1 million souls. You can ask for 100 souls. You can ask for 1,000 souls. You can ask for 5,000 souls. You can ask for 10,000 souls. and see how God changes your life. And see how the things you should have asked. It says, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. And what others are dying to get will come on you. Some people are wondering why we move the way we move. We can't struggle for things when we are struggling for God. When we are struggling for souls. We can't. If you are not doing what we are doing with God, you can't see the results we see. We can't. Can't pray for money. Can't pray for things impossible. Hallelujah. We are praying for more critical things. Soul winning service. When you dash yourself and dive yourself into that dimension, you will begin to see the kind of harvest, the kind of blessing that you have never seen before. Finally, walk in soul winning service. And number 7, walking under prophetic and priestly covering. Under prophetic and priestly covering. Under prophetic and priestly covering. Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20b. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. And in 2 Kings chapter 4, when the prophet's widow was stranded, Elisha prophesied. What do you have in the house? Nothing but a pot of oil. And that pot brought result. Let me round off by saying this. Every genuine prophet of God is a blessing dispenser. Every genuine priest prophet is a blessing dispenser, a blessing depot, a blessing channel, a blessing transmitter. Do you know the difference between the blessing and ordinary effort? It is like the difference between the canoe and the speedboat. You know the difference between this canoe and the speedboat? There is a little engine at the back of the speedboat that they move. And then the speedboat is just across the water. The canoe is like this. That's the canoe there. Or you boy inside the canoe. That's the speedboat. See the firepower at its back that is pushing it across. The difference is one little engine at the back. I call that engine the blessingometer. Blessingometer. It pushes you. Results your effort. One man who was with us at a crusade in Benue State this December, he saw a dream, a vision of me 5 years ago. And he said, in that dream, he saw that he was with me in a village and there was a crusade. So he had tried to see how he could make to see me. He couldn't see me until 2 years ago, 2022. So it will be 3 years this year. But as of December, it was 2 years. So one of our pastors in the south area brought him to see me. And when he came, made himself available, was here and there. He said, he began to realize that for God to show me to him means that there is something in my life. For him. He's a good Christian all these years, dedicated, committed to where he worshiped. But he said, once he saw me, he made a vehicle available at one of the programs at one time. And then
I called him on the phone. I said, the Lord bless you, increase you. You see, that call changed his life. It changed his life. So, by the time he received that call, his highest level was 100 million. That is any amount of money he has touched cash, 100. Under 2 years, he said he has assets in billions. Liquidable cash in billions. Asset including sheep. 2 years. Hallelujah. He said that was when he knew that everybody has a prophet. And that everybody should recognize his prophet. You have it. Recognize. Everybody has his prophet. Recognize your prophet. Be submissive to the instructions, directions as given by the Lord through your prophet. Value, honor them from your heart. Honor that is heavy and deep from your heart. Therein, the man, I said, I'm going to share your testimony, but I might not mention my name. He said, you can mention my name. He said, I don't want to relate privately. He said, I'm a person that likes to identify myself publicly. Even though I haven't still mentioned his name. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a new day for you. Make your journey of life easy for yourself by recognizing the prophetic covering that we got 31 years, I mean that we have been under for 30 something years. It shows everywhere. Everywhere. It shifted our levels, dimensions. And yours is shifting. It's a new day for you. Who is blessed today? Who is very, very blessed today? Stand on your feet and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Loud most shout of praise. Wave your hands and worship him. Honor him, adore him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Mashateke digalayata sadadagadada. Father, we give you the praise. 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 Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you. Lift your hands. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. And let's appreciate God for the word we received. Appreciate him, honor him, and adore him. Father, thank you for your word. Adonai, thank you for your word. Elion, thank you for your word. Elohim, thank you for your word. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and your voice and you are going to pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
We are starting from the 7th point. Say, Father.
Father.
I am here today.
I'm here today.
I make demands.
I make demands.
on the blessing
of the prophetic
and priestly covering
in the name of Jesus.
Father, I come before you today as I receive the grace to walk in soul winning service
in the name of Jesus.
Father, I receive the grace to walk and to live as a blessing to my world, to my generation, in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to walk in the covenant of supernatural supply. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to walk in the light of your word. The blessing of walking in the light of your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive, Lord,
the blessing
of walking in uprightness. Deliver me from the life of crookedness. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessing of walking with God. Help me to walk under instruction, to do your will, to do your bidding. In the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth, pray. And say after me and say, Father,
Father,
Father, I ask your, I ask that your blessing will come upon my life today, like your servant has ministered. Let this blessing change my life. Usher me into my realm of dominion.
O Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and pray. To take the communion and receive the blessing after that, the anointing for this year's beginning. But wherever you are today, you're saying to me, Pastor, my life has not been upright. I've lived a crooked life, I've lived an unwholesome life, I've not pleased God with my life, I've not lived the way I should have lived. I want to be forgiven, I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day. In all our locations around the world, you pray this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Help me, Lord, to live for you. And help me to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. Someone say a louder amen. You pray that prayer. Wave your hand. Let me see you. You pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come to the front here if you pray that prayer. While you are coming forward, you have a problem with addiction. Marijuana addiction, crack addiction, tobacco, alcoholism, womanizing, prostitution, lying, cheating, duping, fraud. Quickly come forward. Give the Lord a big clap as you come forward here. Clap up your hands. While they are coming, let's also take our communion positions.
Give him your life.
Quickly come forward here.
He's waiting for
I'll give you the count of 20.
Life.
One. Count of 10 addictions, you want them broken, you want rededication of your life to God. You've given your life to Christ before, but you fell back, you slid back into the world, and you want to renew your life with God. Still come forward here and let us receive you.
I have just one life to live.
Give me the count of 10. 1,
I am yours, Lord.
2,
and 4, we sing.
3.
Lord, I want to know you, God. Lord, I want to see you.
hands in front of you. Those of you in the front here. All right. Those of you in the front here, place your hand on your chest one more time. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In the name of Jesus, the yoke of sin is broken. Help from above. In Jesus' name. What is wrong with the boy? Lift up your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Jesus, set this boy free. Satan, lose your grip on his life. Get out! Jesus' name, and return back no more.